Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're coming close to the end of our examination of the life of King David. As a matter of fact, David has already died. And I just wanted to go through a couple more verses here to sort of see the transition of what occurred in the one that was taking his place, which was Solomon. And we saw there was all sorts of palace intrigue involved with that. One son tried to exalt himself as king. That did not work out well. Solomon was established as king at the hand of David. And then Solomon started solidifying his kingdom and really executing the request of his father as well as the enemies of his father. And so we've seen some of that. We left off in 1 Kings, the second chapter, that Joab had been taken care of. Benaniah had killed him. And then also the priest, okay, that had been supportive of David. Okay, this is what happened. But when it came down and Adonijah, the son, wanted to be king, then Abiathar, the priest, sided with him. And that did not end well for him either. Benaniah struck him down. Listen to this. Let me tell you, Benaniah struck him down. I think that was right. Anyway, I'm just doing this off the top of my head, just remembering, you know how that goes. But look what happens, verse 35 of the second chapter of 1 Kings. The king put Benaniah, the son of Jehoiada, over the army in place of Joab. Now, this is the one that had been Benaniah over his bodyguard all this time and had been doing what he told him to do. Now he's over the army. And the king put Zadok, the priest, in the place of Abiathar. Remember, Zadok had sided with David also. Verse 36. Then the king summoned. He sent out and summoned Shimei and said to him, build yourself a house in Jerusalem and dwell there, and do not go out from there to any place whatever. For on the day you go out and cross the brook Kidron, know for certain that you shall die. Your blood shall be on your own head. Now remember who the Shimei guy is. He's the one that cursed David when David was fleeing from Absalom. It was threw rocks at him and dirt at him, and I think it was Joab who wanted to kill him. And David says, no, 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 he may be speaking the word of the Lord. Don't do that, don't do that. But before David died, David told his son, he says, hey, this guy, I promised him I wouldn't kill him, but you use your wisdom in dealing with him. And so what did Solomon say? He said, okay, Shimei, here's the deal. Build yourself a house here. So he has some resources. Build your house here in Jerusalem and dwell here in Jerusalem. But you're not allowed to go anywhere else. He's on a Jerusalem arrest. Okay. He can be around in Jerusalem, carry on, live life in Jerusalem. But he says, the day you cross the brook Kidron, the day you cross the Kidron Valley, the day you cross the border of Jerusalem, you can know this, that you're going to die. That your blood is on your own head. I'm granting your blood to you right now. And if you walk in just the modicum of this one thing of obedience, then all will be well. Well, verse 38, Shimei said to the king, what you say is good. As my lord the king has said, so your servant will do. The stuttering is not there, but you get the idea. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because he was thinking he's about to lose his head over this thing. He said, man, this is great. This is wonderful. Verse 38 continues. So Shimei lived in Jerusalem many days. Well, how long are many days? Well, we're not really told, but the next verse defines it for us within the context of this story. Verse 39. But it happened at the end of 3 years that two of Shimei's servants ran away to Achish, son of Machad, king of Gath. We've heard of Achish several times. David hit out with him. And when it was told Shimei, behold, your servants are in Gath, Shimei arose, saddled a donkey, and went to Gath to Achish to seek his servants. Shimei went and brought his servants from Gath. And you think, well, what's the big deal with that? He had two runaway slaves, two runaway servants. He finds out where they are. He goes and fetches them. Except it was outside the city limits of Jerusalem. Verse 41. And when Solomon was told that Shimei had gone from Jerusalem to Gath and returned, the king sent and summoned Shimei and said to him, did I not make you swear by the Lord and solemnly warn you, saying, know for certain that on the day you go out and go to any place whatever, you shall die. And you said to me, what you say is good, I will obey. Why then have you not kept your oath to the Lord and the commandment which I commanded you? So we learn more about this, that this was an oath to the Lord that he made him swear, that he swore not only to the king, but unto the Lord that he would not do this. And if he did do it, he knew that he would die. The king said to Shimei, verse 44, you know in your own heart all the harm that you did to David, my father. So the Lord will bring back your harm on your own head. But King Solomon shall be blessed, and the throne of David shall be established before the Lord forever. Did you notice in this account and the previous one also, similar things happen, that not only did he say, hey, your blood is coming back on your head, your harm is coming back on your head, but the lineage of my family is going to last forever. He said the lineage of David is going to last forever. Here, but King Solomon, speaking of himself, shall be blessed, and the throne of David shall be established before the Lord forever. Forever. So he's drawing a picture here of the judgment of God. He's drawing a picture of here how serious the Lord is with his oath, with obedience to him and his servants, the ones he places in these positions. If you don't obey, it's going to cost you. Look what happens, last verse of the second chapter. Then the king commanded Benaniah, the son of Jehoiada, his executor, and he went out and struck him down, and he died. So the kingdom was established in the hand of Solomon. So Solomon's kingdom was established at the hand. He dealt with David's enemies. He dealt with those who had come against him. He gave them opportunities. As they came along and showed rebellion in their heart, you know, they're, oh, yeah, man, we'll do it. We'll do it. Yeah, you'll say that because you're living. But it's 2 or 3 years later, and there's rebellion in your heart. You think, oh, he didn't really mean that. No, he did mean that. He established a kingdom. Now, Solomon is an interesting study of himself. Let me just read the next verse, which is the first verse of the third chapter. It says this. First part of it. Solomon made a marriage alliance with Pharaoh, king of Egypt. A marriage alliance? I thought we were only allied with the Most High God. And you're making an alliance through marriage with Pharaoh, king of Egypt? How do you think that's going to turn out? It does not turn out well for Solomon by the time it comes to the end of his life either, because of these type of decisions. But anyway, you see the Lord's faithfulness. You see that the Lord honored the word that he gave to David. He honors the word that he gives to Solomon also. He does likewise for us. Well, y'all be blessed. I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.